Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is March 22nd, 2025, and here are our top stories. Gmail AI Search, China AI Labeling, AI Weather Forecast, Small AI Models. Gmail AI Search. Gmail's search functionality is set to receive an upgrade with a new AI feature that prioritizes relevance over chronological order. Traditionally, users saw search results based on keywords or the latest emails on top. Now, this update reorganizes emails according to factors like frequently clicked emails, top contacts, and current relevance. This shift means users are more likely to find what they're looking for right at the top, saving time and reducing effort. The feature is optional, allowing users to switch between most relevant and latest results, ensuring a smooth transition for those who prefer the old system. China AI Labeling. Starting in September 2025, China will implement a comprehensive labeling requirement for AI-generated content. This regulation applies to App Store operators like Apple and Google, aiming to curb AI misuse and the spread of misinformation. The labeling covers all media types, including text, audio, images, and video. AI-generated content must be marked with visual cues and metadata tags. Service agreements must disclose these labeling methods. While some exceptions exist, it's illegal to remove or hide labels or falsely label human-made content as AI-generated. The exact penalties for violations remain unspecified. A six-month transition period begins in September to allow companies time for necessary technical adjustments. AI Weather Forecast. A research team from Britain has developed an AI technique capable of managing the entire weather forecasting process, not just individual components. Historically, such forecasts required multiple models running on supercomputers. Now, the system called Aardvark Weather operates entirely on a desktop computer and completes calculations in minutes. Using only 10% of the data needed by traditional systems, it outperforms the U.S. Weather Service's GFS model. Designed to assist especially in the Global South, the system could democratize weather forecasts, making them accessible in developing regions. The researchers, led by Richard Turner, showcase their work in the journal Nature. Small AI models. In the realm of AI, bigger doesn't always mean better. While large language models are powerful and resource-intensive, smaller language models stand out as efficient specialists for local tasks. Christian Winkler, author of the recent iX publication from April 2025, discusses why these models don't need billions of parameters to be effective. Typically, models with fewer than 7 billion parameters are considered small, suited for tasks like text summarization and generating creative content. They aren't ideal for acting as a comprehensive knowledge base. However, on a standard consumer laptop, these small models can generate text surprisingly quickly provided they are quantized to run without specialized chips. They are less prone to fabricating information, making them better for certain tasks while still offering creativity in generating new ideas. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.